The dispute stems from a 2024 incident in which Humboldt County resident Anna Nussloch was denied an emergency abortion while suffering a life-threatening miscarriage at St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka. The not-for-profit Catholic hospital refused to provide the critically needed procedure after detecting a fetal heartbeat.
I'll never forget looking at my doctor, just tears streaming down my face, my heart shattered into a million pieces, and just pleading with her, don't let me die. Before we left Providence, a nurse came in, and she gave me a bucket full of towels, and she said they wanted me to give you these in case something happens in the car.
Attorney General Rob Bonta would file a lawsuit in Humboldt County Superior Court, alleging the hospital violated multiple laws by refusing to provide emergency abortion care when needed to protect the life and health of patients. In October 2024, Providence signed a voluntary stipulation, agreeing to provide such care. And the court issued an order requiring compliance whenever a patient's health was at serious risk. But now, Providence argues the agreement violates its Catholic, ethical, and religious directives and infringes on its First Amendment right to religious freedom. Attorneys for the hospital want the stipulation modified or dissolved, citing new objections from Santa Rosa's Catholic bishop. Bonta's office insists the hospital must comply. Speaking with KPFA News, Bonta says Providence is attempting to go back on its word.
We do not believe there is any basis for Providence's positioning. In fact, Providence earlier stipulated to complying with the emergency services law and then, for some reason, had a change of heart and tried to break their promise.
The Attorney General filed a motion to enforce the stipulation and order. That motion was the focus of last week's hearing, with Judge Timothy Canning reaffirming the agreement, but gave Providence another chance to argue its case at a preliminary injunction, giving them 90 days. But if the court sides with Providence, Bonta says the implications could be devastating, especially for rural patients.
Should there be such a ruling, it would be a massive threat and risk and deliver massive harm to individuals who need health care. Places like Providence are the only health care facility within hundreds of miles for many. And if they can't get the emergency health care that they deserve under the law of the state of California, then people's lives are in danger.
Still, the Attorney General says he is confident the courts will rule in favor of the state and reproductive health care.
Do not believe Providence will be successful. We believe that we are on very strong legal and factual footing here, that the state law in California, the emergency services law, requires that emergency health care be provided by medical facilities, including Providence.
Bonta also announced the launch of a statewide survey to assess how hospital emergency departments are following reproductive care laws. He says results from the survey will guide oversight, enforcement, and ensure hospitals are complying with California's emergency services law. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.